Blog Talk Radio.
For those that are here, we'll open them up for those as they join. Happy end of Sabbath, happy new moon to you both. Sister Denise, shalom, my sister.
Yes.
Call your twin and see if she's still asleep or something.
Okay. We'll do.
All right, amen.
All right.
Brother Gary, shalom.
Shalom.
All right, peace and blessings. All right, let me play a couple of songs and give some people a little bit of time to get in here. We are going to go for it with this new moon service. Yeah, it's good. I wanted to say something to you, Brother Gary. You know, have your daughter and I believe it's your nephew that were wanting to get married.
Daughter, yeah.
Yeah, if you would have them to give me a call.
We'll get on that.
Huh?
I'll give them your number. Sure. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. All right, amen.
Shalom.
Shalom. All right, Shalom. There she is. Shalom.
Yeah.
I tried to call her.
Yes, here I am.
Up, but, amen.
That's okay. Because you know what I did? I called myself not going to oversleep, and I woke up at it was 5 o'clock, and I thought it was 9. this is just a mess. But
amen.
Here I am.
I've done that before. That means that you're more tired than you think you are.
Probably so.
Amen.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good, y'all. Raise it with your feet in emotion.
You provide fire. the drop won't respond, I'm gonna run over. So cancer responds, I'm gonna run over. So my family responds, I'm gonna run over. I'm gonna run.
All right, amen. I want to welcome everybody to January 2022 New Moon Feast. This is an appointed time that Yah has said that we should meet. And so I want to welcome you all out. We are going to be reading some scripture first, then we will open in prayer for this new moon feast. As I said on this morning, as the Most High, he's really showing me some different things in the scriptures and, you know, really how people have twisted his word. And so I did send out a document earlier to the group, and I'm going to be further refining it, and I'll send it out to the rest of the world, to the Hebrew camps and what have you, because we really are in error, and we are leading people in error. The book of Psalms, chapter 111, the book of Psalms, chapter 111, verse 10, the fear of Yah. And before we do this, I'm going to ask my sister Denise to be the official responder for the people this evening.
That'll be fine.
All right, amen. The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Numbers chapter 10. Numbers chapter 10, verse 10. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, you shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and that they may be for you for a memorial before Yah, your Elohim. I am Yah, your Elohim. And then let us go to 2 Chronicles chapter 2. 2 Chronicles chapter 2 and get verse 3 and 4. 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And Solomon sent to Hiram, the king of Tyre, saying, as thou didst deal with David my father, and did send him cedars to build a house to dwell therein, even so deal with me. Behold, I build a house to the name of Yah my Elohim, to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him sweet incense, and for the continual showbread, and for the burnt offerings morning and evening, on the Sabbaths and on the new moons, and on the solemn feast of Yah, our Elohim. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 8, 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verses 12 and 13. Then Solomon offered burnt offerings unto Yah on the altar of Yah, which he had built before the porch, even after a certain rate every day, offering according to the commandments of Moses on the Sabbaths and on the new moons and on the solemn feasts, three times in a year, even in the Feast of Unleavened Bread and in the Feast of Weeks and in the Feast of Tabernacles. Let us bow our heads. Let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads as we open up in prayer. We celebrate the festival of the new moon as an appointment with Yah, our Elohim, as he commands us. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our Father, we fervently call upon you. You are the great and mighty one, Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the Eternal One, Elohim of Hosts. The book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 6. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. The book of John, chapter 14, verse 15 and 21. The book of John, chapter 14, verse 15 and 21. If you love me, keep my commandments. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. I want to go to the book of John, chapter 5. Book of 1 John. My mistake. The book of 1 John, chapter 5. The book of 1 John, chapter 5. 1 John, chapter 5, starting in verse 2. By this we know that we love the children of Elohim, when we love Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the love of Elohim, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. John chapter 1. First John chapter 2. First John chapter 2. Starting in verse 1. 1 John chapter 2, starting in verse 1. And I'm going to open up your phone lines, and if you will mute yourself on your end, then when we call for the people's response, then Sister Denise will answer for the people. But if we'll mute our phones on your end, and then if you want to chime in, then you can. 1 John chapter 2, starting in verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yeshua HaMashiach, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby do we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. And he saith, I know him that keepeth, and he that saith, I know him, and keeps not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of Elohim perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith that he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Revelations chapter 14, verse 6. The book of Revelations chapter 14, verse 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear Elohim, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of the waters. Revelations chapter 19 and verse 5. Revelations chapter 19 and verse 5. And a voice came out from the throne saying, Praise our Elohim, all you his servants, and you that fear him, both small and great. The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children. Be ye also enlarged. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has HaMashiach with Belial? And what part has he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of Elohim with idols? For you are the temple of the living Elohim. As Elohim has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be you separated, saith Yah, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith Yah Almighty. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of Elohim. Father Yah, you are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are all powerful to save, and you bestow gracious favors to your people in love. You are holy, and your name is holy, and we separate ourselves this night to come before you to honor, revere, and praise your holy name. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We just glorify you tonight, Father. We welcome you in this new moon, Father. You have said that this is a joyous time, that we should come before you, Father, and that we should spend time with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And let me have the official responder for the people repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Elohim of Elohims.
Elohim of Elohims.
And King of Kings.
And King of Kings.
The Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One of Israel.
Amen. You have called us to this appointed time to offer unto you sacrifices and offerings and to rejoice before you in the salvation of our souls, which you have provided through Yeshua HaMashiach, or Yeshua our HaMashiach. You have given us the beginning of months as a season of making amends and of atonement for our ignorant sins and renewal of our consecration and offering an acceptable sacrifice of our lives to you upon your altar. The book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. The book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Elohim, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Elohim, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and Let me read verse 2 again. I apologize, everyone. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Elohim. Official responder for the people, repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Yeah, we're only going to have one person responding, and that will be Sister Denise on this night. Next month, we will pick a different person. All right. Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who has kept us and sustained us.
Who has kept us and abstained us.
Sustained us.
Sustained us.
And enabled us to keep this appointment with you.
And enable us to keep this appointment with you.
All right, amen. Thank you. Accept us, your people, we pray, and let our prayers come before you, and may our worship be acceptable in your presence. We ask that you would restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth and dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessing of beholding your return to Zion when you will restore your divine glory upon her. The book of Hebrews, chapter 13, starting in verse 1. the book of Hebrews starting in verse 13, the book of Hebrews chapter 13 starting in verse 1. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers Elohim will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, Yah is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them that have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Elohim, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Yahushua HaMashiach, the same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof that they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Yahushua also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the gate, without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to Elohim continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, Elohim is well pleased. Let us give the Most High another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Offer him the sacrifice, the praise of your lips, for he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Father, we glorify you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to you, Yah, our Elohim. Hallelujah. We thank you on today, and we glorify you. We magnify you, Father. We lift you up. You are our Elohim, Father. We come to spend this evening with you and to honor you and to meet with you. Hallelujah. And the official responder, repeat after me. We bless and praise you.
We bless and praise you.
For your eternal counsels.
For your eternal counsel.
And when you will have compassion upon your people.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
And restore your glory once again to Zion.
And restore your glory once again upon Zion.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
And amen. The book of Psalms, chapter 81. The book of Psalms, chapter 81, verses 1 through 5. The chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto Elohim our strength. Make a joyful noise unto Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the Elohim of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. Also in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feasts, and at the beginning of your months, you shall blow the shofar over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be a memorial for you before your Elohim. I am Yah, your Elohim. And the responder will repeat after me. Blessed are the people that know the sound of the shofar. Oh, yeah.
Blessed are the people that know the sound of the shofar. Oh, yeah.
We shall walk in the light of your countenance.
We shall walk in the light of your counsel.
All right. Now, as the shofar blows, you should be lifting up praise to the Most High on this evening. He delights in the praises of his people. And so, you know, don't be shy. Don't be, you know, intimidated. But bless your Elohim.
Yeah.
Glory, O Yah Elohim. Love you because you're first. We thank you for giving us a mind. Kavod, Malkoto, Lahom, Vahed, Shema Israel, Elonehenu, Adonai Ikad. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim, Yah is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. Hear, O Israel, Yah is one.
Shema, Shema, Shema.
Separate Rosh Kadosh, the new moon, from the rest of the month. We light the seven branches of the menorah as a representation of the fullness of the Shekinah glory in the seven spirits of Elohim, which will illuminate the new Jerusalem. We come before you, Almighty Elohim, this night, thanking you that all the fullness of the Elohim Godhead dwells in Yeshua, our HaMashiach. And in him is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And we are believing tonight that as we light the menorah, that you would impart to us an increasing measure of your spirit to shine in our hearts and to fill these earthen vessels of ours with your glory, so that the illumination of your presence will be manifest through us. The book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 3. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Elohim, or the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off of the body of sin, of the flesh, by the circumcision of HaMashiach. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of Elohim, who has raised him from the dead. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 through 29. to whom Elohim would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is HaMashiach in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in HaMashiach, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. We ask that you would impart unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Yeshua, so that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened to know what is the hope of his call and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, so that we might be strengthened with might through his spirit in our inner man, that HaMashiach may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we might comprehend and really experience the love of HaMashiach, which passes knowledge, and be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. That the Elohim of our Master, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us word, who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 through 19. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the might by his spirit in the inner man, that HaMashiach may dwell in your hearts by faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of HaMashiach which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yah. And as we prepare to light the menorah, let me have my official responder for the people get ready. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of Yah? And the official responder, we receive the spirit of Yah.
We receive the spirit of Yah.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of wisdom? And a responder responds, we receive the spirit of wisdom.
We receive the spirit of wisdom.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of understanding? And official responder respond, we receive the spirit of understanding.
We receive the spirit of understanding.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of counsel? And the official responder, we receive the spirit of counsel.
We receive the spirit of counsel.
Would you fill us this night with the spirit of might? The official responder, we receive the spirit of might.
We receive the spirit of might.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of knowledge? an official responder, we receive the spirit of knowledge.
We receive the spirit of knowledge.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of fear of Yah? An official responder, we receive the spirit of the fear of Yah.
We receive the spirit of the fear of Yah.
Let us go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 45. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 45. And let's get verse 17. And it shall be the prince's part to give burnt offerings and meat offerings and drink offerings in the feasts and in the new moons and in the Sabbath and in all solemnities of the house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering and the meat offering and the burnt offering and the peace offering to make reconciliation for the house of Israel. Ezekiel chapter 46. Verses 1 through 6. Ezekiel chapter 46, verses 1 through 6. Thus saith Yah Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looks toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and in the day of the new moon it shall be opened, and the prince shall enter in by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate. And the priest shall prepare his burnt offerings and his peace offerings, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yah in the Sabbaths and in the new moons. And the burnt offerings that the prince shall offer unto Yah in the Sabbath days shall be 6 lambs without blemish, and a ram without blemish. And the meat offering shall be an ephah of a ram, and the meat offering for the lambs as he shall be able to give, and a hind of oil to the ephah. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be a bullock, or a young bullock without blemish, and 6 lambs and a ram, they shall be without blemish. Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 22 through 24. Isaiah 66, verse 22 through 24. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith Yah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yah. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 17. If any man defile the temple of Elohim, him shall Elohim destroy. For the temple of Elohim is holy, which temple ye are. 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of Elohim, and you are not your own? And in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Elohim, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Elohim, which is your reasonable service. May it be your will, Yah our Elohim, and Elohim of our fathers, that we begin this month with the pardoning of sin and the forgiveness of iniquity. Bless and sanctify this new month to us and to all your people with joy and gladness, with blessings and provisions for all our needs in peace and prosperity. Unite our hearts to fear your name, so that we will keep your commandments and walk in your paths and walk in the paths of righteousness, of your honor, and to receive your blessing. We long for the day when Torah will go forth from Zion to all nations, when darkness will flee away, when the saints of the Most High will possess the kingdom, when you will destroy those who destroy the earth, when wars will forever cease, when justice and righteousness will fill the earth as the oceans cover the earth, and when Yah will be king over all the earth, and his name one. And let us all say, amen.
Amen.
Responder for the people. We express our gratitude to you.
We express our gratitude to you.
Creator of the universe.
Creator of the universe.
For the renewal of our lives.
For the renewal of our lives.
And the hope we have in you.
And the hope we have in you.
In the coming month.
In the coming month.
Blessed are you who sanctifies your people, Israel.
Blessed are you who sanctify your people, Israel.
In the beginning of the month.
In the beginning of the month.
Oh, Yah, our Elohim, and you're still responding.
Okay. Oh, Yah, our Elohim.
We call upon you this day.
We call upon you this day.
To hear our prayer for forgiveness.
To hear our prayers for forgiveness.
For the sins that we have so ignorantly committed.
For the sins which we ignorantly committed.
Committed. Excuse me. We beg your mercy.
We beg your mercy.
For our willful sins.
For our willful sins.
And pray that you do not impute them against us.
And pray you do not repute them over us, against us.
For your holy name's sake.
For your holy name's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for your people.
And for your people.
And for all mankind.
And for all mankind.
We turn to you.
We turn to you.
And seek your compassion.
And seek your compassion.
And your mercy.
And your mercy.
Yah, our rock.
Yah, our rock.
And our Redeemer.
And our Redeemer.
Hear our prayer.
Hear our prayers.
All right, amen. Thank you, my sister. O Yah Elohim of our fathers and our Elohim, we ask that in this coming month that you would give us what we need spiritually to grow in your likeness. That you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your ways. That you would give us what we need mentally to be conscious of you and your word at all times. That you would give us what we need financially so that we would have sufficient for ourselves and can bless others. That you would give us what we need physically so that we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all that we do. Amen. All right, let me have each one of us, if you will go and get your unleavened bread or wafer, whatever you're using. And if you would get the wine or the grape juice, whichever one you're using, if you would get those elements now. And I will give you a couple of minutes to get those things and to come back. Matter of fact, yeah. And when you have those things, if you'll say amen.
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 Amen. The book of Hebrews, chapter 2. And we're going to get verses 10 and 11. And does anybody have a new bottle of wine or grape juice that needs to be blessed? Okay, if not, then I have a bottle I need to bless. Didn't do it previously. Father Yah, Father, I bring this bottle before you, this bottle of grape juice, Father, and that you might bless it, that it might represent the blood of Messiah. It is sanctified and set apart wholly unto you. It is sacred. Bless it in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. He has, in these last days, spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir over all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all one of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And if you will take the bread and put it in your left hand and place your right hand over it. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And the responder will say, will repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who resurrects bread from the earth.
Who resurrects bread from the earth.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
For sanctifying us, your people.
For sanctify us, your people.
In the renewal of our lives this month.
In the renewal of our lives this month.
You may eat the bread. Remember, whatever you took, eat it all. And remember that this represents Messiah's body. Let us thank the Most High,
yeah,
even now, for the gift of his body to us. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being willing to go to the cross for us. Thank you for your body. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'll now take the grape juice or the wine that you have Put it in your left hand. Pour as what you're going to consume. Remember, we're not here to get drunk or a buzz. Pour what you're going to consume into your glass. Put it in your left hand, right hand over the top of it. Yah is the incomprehensible one. Before the beginning of the creative process, he was and ever shall be. Our Heavenly Father, the great creator, chose to emerge from dwelling in the unapproachable light of eternity and reveal himself through his creation, his manifestation of light into the world. For it is Elohim who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of Elohim in the face of Yahushua, HaMashiach. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of Elohim and not of us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Yahushua said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. That was John 15 and verse 5. Let us get 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. After the same manner, also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And an official responder shall say, blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who creates the fruit of the vine.
Who creates the fruit of the vine.
And you may now drink the blood. And remember, this represents the blood of Messiah that was shed for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your blood. Hallelujah. Thank you for being willing to go to the cross and to bear my sins. I just want to glorify you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you and praise you for the redemption which you have provided in Yeshua, our HaMashiach, and for all the mighty acts which you have performed on our behalf and on the victories which you have given us in our lives, both at this time and in previous times. You are a mighty Elohim and Savior, and all who live shall thank you and praise your name in truth. Blessed are you, O Yah, our Elohim, Elohim of our salvation and our succor. You are good and worthy to be praised. And we give thanks unto you for all your great benefits to us. Do we have any personal testimonies for last month or this month from anyone? I just want to say I thank the Father for allowing me, for giving me good health, for not allowing me to go to have a relapse and have another heart attack, for not allowing COVID to have its way anywhere in my life. I want to thank him for waking me up every day.
Amen.
And keeping me safe. Somebody didn't wake up this morning.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we are still in the land of the living with the ability to praise his name.
Okay. Yeah.
You ought not be skimping on praising the Most High Elohim.
Amen.
But it should be in
Amen.
Our spirits to lift up a praise to his name. He says it blesses him. This is the only thing that he asks of us, well, to obey his voice, but the way we bless him is with our lips.
Amen.
By giving him the glory, the honor, and the praise.
Every
so
day.
Father,
all
we thank you.
Yeah.
We glorify
thank you.
We magnify
yes.
your name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory
thank
to you,
O
Yah Elohim.
Thank you.
Glory to you.
Hallelujah.
All
praise
glory and all
you.
Praise and all honor belongs to our Elohim.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
You may now go and you can get the meal that you have prepared. And I will play a song, and after this song, we'll come back and bless the meal, and we'll have a meal together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So let me find a song to play. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for life and health and strength today. Father, we ask that you would bless this meal in the nourishment of our bodies. In Christ's namesake, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. We are, I usually play some music at this time, but, you know, I just want to have a conversation if we can, if y'all can get past my smacking. I try not to smack too loud. Did you guys see the updates for the hydroponics?
Yes,
I haven't.
You haven't yet?
No.
Okay, amen. I sent them out, I believe it was Friday. Also sent out showing the progress I had made on the shed that I'm building. I moved the strawberries from outside to in because I started getting some algae in the water on the outside, which, you know, it won't harm the plants, but it does rob them of nutrients, and I need to clean it out. So I had wanted to move them anyway because I wanted to the strawberries that are on there that are red, I'm going to go ahead and harvest them. And then I was going to harvest them, and then I'm going to actually cut the flowers that are on them off, and any runners, because there's a couple of them that have a runner on them. And that's supposed to allow the plant to put more energy into growing, because I want to see if I can make the plants get bigger than what they are. You know, they're not real big. You know, they're producing strawberries, but they're not real big. Some of the strawberries that come in are decent size, but I've seen where these strawberries are supposed to be like huge. And so one of the tricks they said to make them grow huge strawberries is to, you know, constantly clip the runners off. Don't let it grow. I think I'm still going to let one plant produce a runner, because from that runner I can produce more plants. But all the other ones, I'm going to cut the runners off of them and cut the flowers and, you know, whatever strawberries are on them, and then see if I can't get them bigger. Sister Denise and Sister Mary, I will try to get out these microgreen, the test that I told you that I was going to do, that I was going to send you guys as a test. I'm going to try to get it out this week. I got my shed in finally, and then guess what? It was missing all the hardware. No screws, no manual. And I could see where somebody had retaped the box. All of the screws, the manual were missing, and some of the parts. It's got a lot of parts so that, you know, I can't really put it back in the box because the box had gotten wet. And so, you know, I'm going to have to go through these parts and identify what's missing to the company and have them to resend it out to me.
Oh, okay. How are you going to do that without a manual?
Huh?
How are you going to do that without the manual?
I went online and they got the manual online.
Oh, okay.
And inside the manual is also the part. Right. So I went and got the manual from online, and then, you know, I took all the parts, the pieces that are there, I took them out. You know, it's a lot of pieces there, but you know, there was no screws. None of the hardware that it actually takes to put it together. The pieces are there, and then so the pieces are actually missing as well. But, you know, I will go through it sometime tomorrow. I got to go out there and just sit down, take the parts list, and the part numbers are supposed to be written on each piece. Take an inventory and say, okay, this is what I'm missing, and then Monday, contact the company and say, okay, this is what I'm missing. This is what I need you to, you know, send out to me.
Okay.
And then, you know, I have to wait for it to come. So it's just sort of putting me
behind.
Behind, yeah. I went ahead and set up one of the grow rooms. Set up, we're actually going to be doing the microgreen grows in, and I put the strawberries in there. And I could start with that, but I want everything to be decent and in order and, you know, clean. And right now it's just a mess because, you know, I'm building in there and have the other plants in there, and it's not as organized as what I want it to be. And, you know, I can't get organized until I can move the rest of this stuff out. But, so what I decided I was going to do is I have the containers that I said that I was going to do this, you know, the test program with you guys to see about growing microgreens, you know, if I can mail it to you, and then you just follow the instructions and grow the microgreens. And I have made a determination I'm not going to do it with dirt. I'm going to do it with the sort of grow mats that, you know, is not dirt, it's a fabric. So you'll get the container, you'll get the seeds, you'll get, you know, the grow mat, the media that we're going to grow them in, and I'll give you the instructions. And that way we don't have to worry about dirt spilling out everywhere.
Right.
And we'll see, you know, we'll see just how viable, if it could be a viable business. I think I'm going to try to create even a sample of the labels that we would be using. So, you know, if we decide to go this route and send out, you know, to people for a subscription where every 2 or 3 weeks they would get a new kit. And, you know, and this is really the thing for this is for, as I said, the microgreens are their most effective when you harvest them and eat them live. So you want to take it, cut it, and use it right then.
Okay.
So this will be a use as you go type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, you make a soup or something, then you cut off whatever little microgreens that you want to put in there. Use it right at that time. If you make a salad, then you would also cut the microgreens that you want to use in that salad and, you know, use them right then. So it allows the individual, whoever it is, to get the most benefit from the microgreens. So we'll see how that works. But I'm going to try to get that out to you guys this week, if at all possible. I got to, you know, go through and cut the fabric and stuff, and then type up the instructions. Yeah, and then, you know, see how much it's going to cost to mail. I'm going to try to, I think the container that I got will fit in the U.S. Post Office, their little $2.45 box that it costs.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much it costs to mail it, which would not be that expensive.
Right.
And then that would be, it would be a constant cost. Something that I could, you know, because you can mail it for that price anywhere in the U.S.
Okay.
So, you know, it would be constant. It's something I could, you know, for cost and everything, I don't, as much as I can keep stuff down, as much as I can keep it from being variable. So, then, you know, like I said, well, I don't know how much this is going to cost to ship. Then, you know, it costs $10 for this one and 15 for
right,
that one,
yeah,
and 3 for this one, then, you know, you never know what the cost is gonna, what it's going to be until you know what the final destination is. But
right,
with the $2.45 boxes, you can ship anywhere for that price in the U.S.
Okay.
So I can say, okay, I know what shipping costs are going to be. I can plan on that. So, yeah, I'll try to get them out to you this week.
Okay.
And then within 7 or 10 days from the time that you get it, you should have your own microgreens that you have grown. So, you know, this only grows for 7 to 10 days, and they're ready to harvest. It's not like you got to wait 45 days or 2 months.
Right.
So I did include an update and show you guys the grow room. Shows you the microgreen stations. And right now, until I can get the other stuff cleared out of that room, I have two stations that are in this grow room, plus the strawberries. I'm getting ready to put some lettuce in there as well, but in a different hydroponic system. One of the boxes like we already got made up. I'm gonna get ready to put some lettuce in there, you know, to see how it does. But the tomato plants and the collard greens, they are, you know, everything that we have in the hydroponic system right now is flourishing, and it's doing real well. So, I'm encouraged with this, and if I by myself can grow, you know, this amount, what could we as a group grow?
Man.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm encouraged, and sometime next month I'll start making plans to, you know, to go up on the land in the springtime, you know, around Passover. To walk the land, to, you know, do what the Most High has told me, walk the land, claim it for him, ask his blessings upon it, and, you know, to start setting up some things there. So, you know, we are steadily moving along. But I really do need to get this, the business portion of this up and running. So I'm going to go ahead and do the trays that are in this grow room. And I have 4 shelves. So, you know, I can dedicate 1 shelf to each type of microgreen that we're going to grow, like radish, sunflower, peas, and the mixed salad. Those microgreens, those 4. I can go ahead and do my test. But then, you know, I can't really go into full production until I can get the shed built and get the stuff moved out of here so I can set up all the stations that I have. And you know, so that when I say, okay, now it's time to, I need to grow, you know, 12 trays of something so that I can put it in, you know, these. I bought the, I have to take pictures of this stuff. I'll do that. I'll take pictures of, like, the cartons that we're going to use that, you know, I bought cartons that have, like, four little trays in them. They're like sample pack cartons. And so I'll put one of each microgreen, you know, a sample of each microgreen in each little compartment within this clamshell, and you know, label it so that people know that this is radish, this is mixed salad, this is the peas and what have you, so that I can, you know, go do the walk, like I said, and just drop them on people's doorstep with a flyer, tell them, you know, the benefits of microgreens, and here's a sample. And then also to take them, you know, start approaching some of these restaurants with the same thing. So I just got to first do the first grow so I can make sure that I know what I'm doing with them. And, you know, and I want to taste them myself and you know, so I can talk from experience with them. But, you know, all the supplies that are needed, you know, I've already gotten. And right now it's just a matter of setting up and doing it. And so that's where we are at. I look forward to you sisters' input. And also on the name.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Farm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the Most High gives you a suggested name, you know, at least by next week, I want you to throw it in the pot and we'll vote on it.
Gotcha.
I've been trying to think of a name.
Amen. Yeah, I had been thinking of it for a while, and I told you guys the one that I came up with. But
yeah,
I'm leaving it open so that if you guys come up with something, we can vote. If not, we'll adopt the name that I came up with.
That's a good name.
That is.
Yeah, I like it. I like what it stands for. I like the sound of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as I said, I don't want it to all be me. So I want to give, you know, the opportunity. Because we're
what
in
about
it together.
The land of Yah?
The land of Yah?
Yep.
Well, submit it.
Okay.
We'll vote on it.
All right. That just popped in my head.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah, we just want to, I want to make sure that, you know, you guys are included. We're in it together. Amen.
Amen.
We're in it together. So, I'm not trying to be a dictator. Or anything like that. Man, I got a lot of food.
Uh-uh.
Uh-uh.
You got a lot to eat.
Yeah.
I overdid my plate, too.
You overdid your plate?
Yes, I did.
Amen. Yeah, this is like, this is going to make me sleepy.
Yeah, I know, because I'm
not going to eat all mine.
I can't say that.
Amen.
I didn't eat mine.
Too late, huh?
Too late. It's over.
So, what's going on in your world? How's the weather up there?
It's cold. It's the type of weather you stay in the house and sit up under the fireplace.
Amen. Yeah, you still below zero?
Yes.
Yes.
I think it's 12 below, ain't it?
I think it is.
Yeah, yeah, stay inside. Don't go out unless you have to.
You're right.
Right, Brother Miles, because of the cold and then I had to shovel snow, I pulled my back out.
Sister Mary, you telling me you went out there and shoveled snow?
I had to.
We ain't got no brothers up there that can come and shovel snow for you. You got no relatives.
That's what me and Mary was talking about.
Because that should not be.
I know.
I know.
That should not be.
I have to do my own, too.
Yeah, that should not be.
Yeah, but it's the young man in the building that used the shovel this for me, but he's
mm-hmm.
a truck driver. He's been gone. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, I had to get this from in front of my garage.
Okay, we'll have to look and see if we can't find somebody to handle that. Because that should not be.
Amen.
I'm not saying you're old or anything, but you're too old to be out there doing that.
Yes, I am. You can say it. Yes, I am.
Yeah, that should not be. I'll have to make some inquiries. But, you know, it's too cold and you're too old. And
amen.
Snow gets heavy, too.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
So, now we want to look and see if we can't find a way to handle that.
What
I want to do, Brother Miles, I want to sell everything in my house, including my car, and come to Arizona.
Amen, y'all. Come on.
I'm tempted. I ain't playing.
Y'all come
I'm
on.
Did I tell you, Nisa,
we
need to find us a place till we get the land together? Remember I told you
amen.
That, Nisa?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I wasn't playing at all.
Amen. Well, depending upon how fast we're able to move, move down on the land down here.
Because we got to get down there anyway, and we got to come help with the much help
amen.
That we can do. You know, and we just have to get it together.
Yep.
Well, if the Most High puts it on your heart and He gives you the ability to do so, I am not opposed.
That's what I get
at
in
all.
My mind, brother.
Amen. To Yah be the glory. To Yah be the glory. Because, yeah, like I said, I won't be heading back up there right now until Passover, you know, the springtime. But then once I get things situated, the goal is to, you know, to be up there as much as possible. Start putting in things. So, you know, even if I have to pull trailers in, you know, for people to live in, then, you know, we'll do it that way. That won't be the permanent solution, but
it'll be a start.
We'll get us started. So, yeah, amen. To Yah be the glory. Because I am let's see. They changed the name of Facebook. Did you guys know that?
No.
Yeah, they changed the name of Facebook to Meta, M-E-T-A, and they're talking about, you know, imploring or implementing the metaverse. And the metaverse is where they create a virtual world, and you do everything that you do in this virtual world. So you make an avatar that kind of looks like you. Remember we were looking at the AI stuff?
Right.
And the image of the AI looked human.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was a computer program.
Right.
Well,
mm-hmm.
they're talking about implementing this as the next, you know, major phase of the internet, and companies and everybody is supposed to be in this metaverse. And if you have a business meeting, you know, you doing it on the computer. But it's something that looks like you, and it's going to be your representation. And so you go shopping, you go, let's say you go shopping at whatever store in the metaverse, and then the product shows up at your door, at your real house.
Yes,
but you went and saw the product, and you picked it up. You looked at it just like you went real shopping. You just didn't put it on your real body.
That's weird.
But you can see it just like it looked in real life. And pick it up, look at it, look at the sizes. I think eventually your avatar, what they call it, will be a true representation of you. So if you try it on in the metaverse, if it fits, it's supposed to fit you in real life.
They just tried everything they can to try to produce.
Yes.
People.
They are doing it. And now Microsoft and Facebook are fighting over the space. Who's going to be the first one, you know, to really dominate it? So, you know, be aware of that because, again, as I told you, the Most High showed me Antichrist is going to be an AI.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to cause you to worship his image, a computer image.
Yep.
And people are going to start living their life. There, if you look up Second Life, the word second and life, on the internet, you'll see a representation of what this is. You got people out there that have like Walmart and these different stores have stores out in Second Life, and you have an avatar. You go and you shop, and you know you have to use real money. Everything in it is just like the real world, except for you can be whatever you want to be. But you got to have real money to do whatever. But if you buy a store, it costs almost just as much as a real store, a real brick and mortar store, because it's made up where, you know, you're just, it's like you're walking in off the streets into their store. You pick up the product, look at it, decide you want to buy it, you buy it, and then it shows up to your house in the real world. They're saying that, you know, this is going to become, you know, even more and more. And so Facebook is now, you know, really pursuing that, so that if you got a Facebook account, then, you know, your avatar is going to look like you. And then all the stuff that people post out there about themselves, their avatar,
yeah,
you know, will have all that information.
Mm.
And then, you know, if you have a meeting, like let's say you want to go to a concert, you buy the ticket online, you go to the concert online, and you are able to see other people at the concert, interact with them, but then, you know, you only get to see the concert if you bought the ticket. So it's like your computer representation of you goes to this concert, and you are, you know, experiencing it at your computer or your phone or whatever device they give to you. And you're interacting with people out there that you may have met them out there. You never met them real life. Or, you know, somebody that you know real life, you both out there, you say, hey, let's go to this concert. We bought tickets. And you go together and show up there together.
Mm.
This is what they're doing now.
Mm.
And Facebook wants, you know, all of Facebook to use this technology. So it is, you know, going further down that road.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not going to get involved with it.
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to get involved with it. I'm going to, like I said, the Most High said it's time. I don't know how much time we got, but, you know, we have to be on the land, and we have to be doing things so that when things get bad, we're not trying to rush down there.
Yeah.
Right.
We're not trying to, you know, we're already established. And when things get crazy in the city, in the cities and food shortages and, you know, people, society more or less just kind of shut down. We need to already be in place, growing our own food, having our own dwellings, be completely off the grid, that we don't count on the man. So, you know, we're steadily in pursuit of that, and you know, if the Most High puts it on your sister's hearts to do what you said, just let me know. Just let me know.
It's already on my heart.
Because I've taken my savings and my investments, and you know, and poured it all into this. And so, you already know I'm committed for real, for real. Yeah, it is. I don't believe in just talk.
Right.
And when the Most High says move, I've learned to move. So it is, you know, it is real, and we're doing it. And some of the plants that I'm growing here, eventually, I'm going to let some of them go to seed, but I'm also buying, like, you know, I'm buying seed in the pounds, not, you know, not little packets of seed, but seed by 25-pound bags. Because it is, you know, I'm not in it to do just to grow a couple of plants.
Right.
So as I use the seed up, you know, I will replace it. But strawberries, I don't plan to ever buy another strawberry plant because, you know, they will produce their own plants. You just got to let the runner, you know, dirt the runner, and it'll create another plant. But anything that's like that, you know, I don't, unless I'm going to be planting, you know, massive rows. Like, I think what I got in the plans is that we will plant, you know, the beds will be 100 feet long. It'll be like 9 beds, 9 or 10 beds in an acre, if not more. But I know 9, and they're, you know, to be used for crop rotation. So you don't grow the same plant in the same, you know, bed year after year. But then, you know, those plants use certain minerals, and they'll deplete the soil of that mineral.
So
you do is rotate the plants because they use different things. But then, you know, we have our compost tea maker that you know, I made, and we can always revitalize the soil utilizing that technology. Put stuff back into it. I'm excited. I am. I'm just kind of mad for, you know, but you got to plan on delays. I don't like them, but I'm not, you know, I'm not discouraged or anything like that, you know, because, oh, well, it's taking me a little bit longer to do some of these things that I want to do, but I expect that there will be some delay, some type of roadblock. So we do what we can, and right now that's, you know, creating those, using the grow beds that I have for the microgreens. I'm gonna actually put those. I need to go get the dirt for those. But because those here in the grow room, I'm going to do those in dirt. But the ones that I'm going to send you, we're not going to use dirt.
We're going to use water.
We're going to use the growing felt. Yeah. But you don't see, that's just it. With microgreens, you don't give them no nutrients.
Yeah.
You don't give it no food. Everything it needs is in the seed. And once it uses up within the seed, it's supposed to have been harvested. The only thing you do is put water in the tray. You don't put no nutrient in it at all. Just water.
Right.
Now, if we were trying to grow them to full, you know, grow them to full plant, to full, you know, full grown, then we would have to provide nutrients. But the fact that we're growing microgreens, once it uses up all the energy that it has in the seed, you're supposed to harvest it. That's 7 to 10 days. That seed, every seed that you plant, doesn't use any, even if you plant it in the dirt, don't use any of the nutrients out of the dirt the first 7 to 10 days. It uses everything out of the seed. And then, then it starts, after that 7 to 10 days, then it starts to, you know, seek nutrients from the ground. So when you're growing it, you don't need no type of nutrient, no fertilizer, nothing like that. Just put it on this material I'm going to give you, which is, it's actually neutral. It doesn't, you know, it won't change the pH of the water or anything like that. It has no nutrients in it. The seed fills the water, and it starts to germinate, and it starts to grow. It'll start to grow roots. But all of the food that it's getting it from its own self, its own seed. And you probably, because of the way we grow these, you probably couldn't grow them to full-blown plants anyway. Because, well, number one, we're not giving them nutrients. But number two, the density that we're planting, let's say you might plant one or two seeds, and they'd be, let's say, 6 to 12 inches apart, you're going to plant like 40 or 50 seeds almost right on top of each other. So it's dense. And you know, they would be, in this environment, they would be, what, competing for food. And they would all be drawn from around each other, but you're not going to give them any food. Just gonna let the plant sprout and come up and grow 7 or 10 days, and then you harvest it. And you don't put nothing else in there but water. And that's the beauty of that. Because really, the only reason that you would use the dirt or the growing felt is just so that the plant can grow roots and stand up. That's it. But it's not using, you know, in this felt stuff, it's no nutrients in it. And it, even in the dirt, if you use dirt, it doesn't use anything from the dirt. So, and that's why, you know, when I said, you know, one of my concerns with using mail order like this was, you know, that dirt would get all over the place. But I remember I ordered the growing felt. And, you know, for hydroponics. And so I want to try that with you guys.
Okay.
What time we got? We got 7:59. Let's go ahead and let's conclude this new moon ceremony. Any questions?
I don't have
comments.
Any.
Comments? Complaints?
None.
All right. All right, amen. Let's go to the book of Numbers, chapter 6. The book of Numbers, chapter 6. And we'll be concluding this new moon ceremony.
Amen.
Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 27. Yah bless thee and keep thee. Yah make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yah lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. He who exists will present you gifts and will guard you with a hedge of protection. He who exists will illuminate you with the wholeness of his being, bringing order, shalom, and he will beautify you. He who exists will lift up the wholeness of his being and look upon you to set his in place all you need to be whole and complete. May the Most High bless you during this coming month. May he bless you in your coming ins and your going outs. May he give you favor in all that you do. May you glorify him and obey his voice and keep his commandments, presenting yourselves as a living sacrifice, acceptable and holy unto Yah, our Elohim.
Amen.
This concludes our new moon service. May the Most High keep you. May he surround his angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And remember, I love you. I cannot love you like the Most High loves you. Happy New Moon, Saints. Shalom.
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 Okay, come on.
Never fall.